This is how chicken pox used to work. You got it, you itched like crazy for a week, and you were over it forever. But a vaccine became available about 10 years ago, and since then, many children in the United States have been inoculated. Sydney Spiesel is a pediatrician and professor at Yale Medical School. He writes about medical research for the online magazine Slate, and he joins us today to talk about what we've learned during a decade of chicken pox vaccinations. And Sid, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, since chickenpox is thought to be a fairly mild illness, a lot of parents might wonder why they need to vaccinate their children.
Well, chickenpox is and has been traditionally a fairly mild illness with occasional quite serious consequences. You know, before we introduced the vaccine, there were about an average of about 4 million cases a year in the United States. Now, of those 4 million cases, about 12,000 kids wound up in the hospital. And there were an average of, something like over 140 kids a year who died from chickenpox. So that's one of the reasons for why the vaccine is important.
So when children are vaccinated against chickenpox, does that mean they're safe for their entire lives?
Almost, but not quite. The vaccine does decrease in protection very slowly, and probably many kids will be protected for the rest of their life, but a small number of them do seem to have lost some or part of their protection over time.
And so is there any downside to the vaccine?
Once you get chickenpox, for the rest of your life, you'll carry in a latent form the chickenpox virus. And every once in a while, it blossoms out in adults and causes this very unpleasant disease called shingles. A lot of pain, a lot of disability. It's a very bad disease. It's now believed, and at least it's believed by some people, that exposure to children with natural disease would keep boosting the immune response of adults and decrease the risk for shingles breaking out. And so that may be a downside, that maybe now that we're immunizing everybody, adults will not be exposed to children with the disease and therefore are at greater risk for shingles. But now the company that makes the vaccine has just been testing and is now marketing a more potent version of the chickenpox vaccine that's designed exclusively for older adults to prevent them from ever having shingles.
Hmm. Sid, have you heard of this phenomenon called chickenpox parties?
In the old days, chickenpox was thought to be so benign that it was thought that, well, it would be very convenient if you could control when children would get the disease. And so somebody would break out in chickenpox, and so there'd be a party to expose people. These days, fortunately, we don't even need to think about that because we can give people the vaccine and prevent the need for that at all.
Well, let me break it to you, Sid. We have heard of instances where people are holding these parties because they don't trust the vaccine. They don't like vaccines. And they prefer to do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, I hope none of my patients are doing this. I mean, I know that there are many people in the world who are suspicious of vaccines, but most of them, I think, provide quite good protection. I think the chickenpox vaccine is one that it's a safe and protective vaccine. So I would always vote in favor of the vaccine rather than the chickenpox parties.
Dr. Sidney Spiesel writes for Slate.com, and he teaches at the Yale Medical School. Thanks again, Sid.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be here.